50 to 60 handlers will come from all over the world to compete in the event. One of the competitors, Carol Clausen, will compete with her dog, Kita.
We train year-round and trial year-round. So, yes, I'm very excited to run her. I ran her last year. There are about six Utahns that are competing this year. He always invites several of us that help with putting on the trial. We have a Utah Stock Dog Association that really works hard to help the dog trial part of this event go forward. There are other parts happening as well, vendors, the splash dogs, and some agility demonstrations. But
Clausen says about 300 Western Range ewes are brought in for the competition. They've never been worked by dogs before, and once it's set up, the handler and dog go to work.
There's a course. They'll come down the field, preferably in a straight line through a panel, or they lose points. Then they come back around the handler, and they drive away to some more panels and what we call a drive and a cross drive, which is a very difficult element for these dogs. These dogs are fetchers. They're not necessarily pushers or drivers. They come back to the handler after the drive. There's a circle, which the five sheep are in, and the handler and dog need to separate two of the sheep and hold them to the judge's satisfaction that the dog can actually separate sheep. Like, you know, if you had to separate a sick ewe or a ewe and a lamb from another group, the dog needs to come in and hold that sheep from running back to the other group, which, you know, can put a lot of pressure on the dog. Then they regather them and tend them.
The handler communicates with the dog through whistles. Breeding and training dictates the way the dog interacts with the sheep.
And it's kind of a combination between, you know, what you would have seen in the wild, you know, just like the hunt. They use their eye or their presence, and the sheep are afraid of them, to move them. And what they don't do, generally, they don't rush in and bite. They've learned to work with, they're trained and bred to work with a handler to bring sheep calmly to them without hurting them.
The competition lasts 4 days and costs $14 for Friday through Sunday and increases to $17 for the finals on Monday. They start around 8 and it goes until 5 p.m. Clausen says there's a lot of activity going on at Soldier Hollow in addition to the sheepdog competition.
You know, if you get tired of watching the sheepdogs for a while, you can wander back and there's some great vendors, there's some demonstrations. I think we have a police dog demonstration this year. There's agility dogs, there's the splash dogs, there's some weaving, rug making, there's lots of jewelry and great food.
There's also a shootout on the last day around 3 p.m., which is a timed, fast-paced event. It'll be down on the flats at Soldier Hollow. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.